You're listening to SBS News.
A cry for recognition from workers who look after hundreds of thousands of Australian children every day.
When do we want it?
Now!
And as lowly paid childcarers walked out in their biggest protest yet, it was an early pickup at hundreds of centres across the country. Parents sing how you back the strike action.
It is very inconvenient, but it's still very, very important to support them. So yeah, it's not easy to arrange for my boss to approve this, but we have to do this.
Another parent, Karen Brown, agreed.
And I think society has changed and understands that we need to value early educators much more than we have.
Creches closing just after lunch as childcare workers took to the streets in their fourth walkout in 18 months over pay and conditions. Kerry DeVere has been working in childcare for 30 years.
The work we do every day is important for children and families. We do a professional job and we need to be recognised with a professional wage.
They're paid as little as $22 an hour, half the national average wage, and are calling for a 30% increase to bring them in line with others in the teaching profession. The union representing childcare workers, United Voice, has warned it is gearing up for an unprecedented political campaign in the lead-up to the next federal election. The union's Helen Gibbons says crucial marginal seats will be targeted.
Well, I think if the Prime Minister Scott Morrison does the numbers with 100,000 early educators and 1 million parents who use long daycare, that's an awful lot of swinging voters.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has defended the Coalition's childcare record, pointing to more funding than ever.
And that is going to make a difference to the families who need the childcare. That will create a more sustainable childcare sector, a bigger and better childcare sector, and that's good for the employees as well.
Plenty of talk from politicians, including opposition leader Bill Shorten.
We can no longer treat childcare as just a child-minding service so that mum and dad can go to work. What we need to do is treat it as education.
But Helen Gibbons and her union now want real action.
Kind words will not pay the bills. It's just not fair. It's just not sustainable. And it just can't go on any longer.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.